story that I hope to God is not true, but it comes from a very respected journalist, and we are going to be talking with that person in a moment about the story you are about to hear firsthand across the country in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Dorey with you. Tonight is a special type of broadcast. This hour, you're going to hear from an individual who is going to make some astounding claims with his new ebook. I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. You know this individual. And the next hour, our regular show guest joins us for a couple hours. The last hour, we will have open lines here for you on Coast to Coast. Now, you all know Jerry Corsi. Jerome Corsi's been a regular staple on Coast to Coast. He's written a number of books, including The Late Great USA, Atomic Iran, Partners in Crime, Hunting Hitler, and so many others. He has received a PhD from Harvard University in political science in 1972. He was part of the Mueller investigation looking into the possibility of Russian tampering with the election. No charges were plopped on Jerry Corsi, and he went on his way. And he has written a new ebook, and I'm going to bring him in right now to tell you the title to this ebook. And again, I hope to God it's not true. But after Jerry had called me after a couple days, this story, folks, you cannot write for a TV movie. It's got all the conspiracies in it. It's got the pathos. It's got the strangest possibilities you're going to hear. Jerry, welcome back to Coast to Coast.
George, always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
I wrestled when I got your email a few days ago about this because it seemed to be so explosive, so dangerous, and at the same time so unsettling. I didn't want to hear it. And then when I started reading the work that you had put in on this, I said, well, you know, we're going to break this on Coast to Coast tonight. I'm sure it's going to become a huge story in the days to come on other media, but it needs to be told. And Jerry, I want you to tell us the title of this new ebook and why you wrote this and what your concern is.
Well, George, I've been with you over 15 years. This is the first time the nation's going to hear this. The ebook is called The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. And it's an ebook. It's on CorsiNation.com right now. It just went live in the last 5 minutes, CorsiNation.com, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. And I have had, throughout my career, George, excellent intelligence information. Those who regularly follow me on CorsiNation.com will hear tomorrow again in my podcast a gentleman named Boris, who has been providing me with exceptional intelligence. And what I'm going to explain to you now, George, is that there is a international plan to destroy Donald Trump's presidency, and the forces behind it are Putin in Russia, who has decided this is his chance to be the emperor of the world, and he's working with Xi in China, and it's going to include a systematic series of events which are going to occur like a military precise operation. This is going to make the Mueller attempt to get rid of Donald Trump look like a clown show. This is going to be with precision. You're going to have COVID-19. It's going to be followed by leftist violent demonstrations, which we see now, which will not stop. They're going to intensify. Million-man march in Washington, it's going to intensify. Military insubordination over the Insurrection Act. We've already seen that with Defense Secretary Esper saying he does not believe that the president has the authority at the moment to invoke the Insurrection Act because it would violate the First Amendment rights of the protesters. This, despite the fact that the Insurrection Act has been it's the sole prerogative of the president, and it's been invoked by presidents many times, including General Grant after the Civil War to go after the Ku Klux Klan, which at that time was a Democratic force. We're to see the systematic weakening of the U.S. economy. There will be a COVID-20.
Oh, boy. You mean beyond 19, somebody's developing a 20?
I've written about it extensively. I've even done an ebook on CorsiNation.com. This is going to be a virus that will include both an HIV/AIDS attack and a SARS attack, which will look like it's an attack on the lungs to create a pneumonia, but what it'll create is a cardiovascular attack. The hemoglobin in your lungs will not be able to absorb the oxygen. And at the same time, the virus will be going down into your intestines to hit the T cells, which are your immune system. So your immune system is going to be knocked out. And then your hemoglobin is not going to be able to accept oxygen. And even healthy people, even young healthy people, will die.
Well, you and I believe that COVID-19 was developed in that Wuhan lab, and a lot of doctors now and scientists are beginning to believe that too now.
Yes, and George, the whole, you know, that whole narrative has shifted. And in fact, the mistake I think that was made by the disinformation agents was to show this wet market. But the people in the wet market were from Indonesia. I've been in Indonesia. The wet market in Wuhan is not a bat soup market. That's Indonesia, and they made that mistake. The COVID-19 was, I think there's absolute evidence that it was bioengineered, and that story will soon, I think, be actually told to the public. And COVID-20 is its nightmare, devilish brother. And, George, we're going to see China going to war against the United States.
Economic war or physical war?
Physical war.
I think it'll start in Taiwan then.
Most likely, or the South China Sea, because either one is available for China. Certainly China has aspirations on Taiwan going back decades, and China's now beginning to take over Hong Kong. And the problem Xi has got is with Donald Trump pulling out of the Chinese economy, you know, blocking this globalism, saying we're not going to outsource to China. Even our pharmaceuticals these days are made in China, many of them. And so China's in a serious economic situation, and China could face a hunger, really a huge hunger problem by the end of 2020. And Xi has nothing to lose by going to war because he'll face a revolution in his own country.
And, Jerry, what I found disturbing about your ebook, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency, were the two scenarios and possibilities for him to get out. One was, as you say, the president simply resigns. He just has too much. That situation, though, is Donald Trump is not a quitter. As far as everything I know from people who know him, he's not a quitter, but there's that possibility you point out in the ebook. The other is the most disturbing, and that is the implementation of Section 4 of the 25th Amendment of the Constitution. Now, that 25th Amendment has been used 6 times in the past to try to oust standing presidents. It hasn't been successful, but Section 4 has never been used before, and that has to do with the vice president. Tell us about that.
It's a complicated section, but what I'm saying is that Putin has already planned Section 4, which will go into effect in July, just before the convention. I even give the dates in which Vice President Pence will be taking various steps to remove Donald Trump from the presidency for mental incompetence. And the preceding of that is John Bolton publishing his book, and we're going to see a sequence day after day, orchestrated of a series of former, imagine Anthony Scaramucci coming on, followed by John Kelly, and they say Trump is mentally incompetent, and we have a news cycle for 30 days, and then following that, the Section 4 of the 25th Amendment is invoked, and that means that there's a series of processes. It's complicated, but the vice president has to go to the cabinet. And if a majority of the cabinet, and there are only 14 members of the cabinet under the Constitution, under Article Amendment 25.
So if you get 8 of them.
If you get 8 of them, Donald Trump stays in office. If he doesn't get 8, then he's actually removed from office. Now, there's a complicated procedure.
But the vice president has got to sign off on this, right?
Well, he's got to go along with it. But when the cabinet, a majority of the cabinet, votes to remove the president, the vice president, Vice President Pence, will have no choice. He becomes the acting president. And this will be happening just before the a Republican convention is held.
Well, you're not saying, or are you saying, that the vice president is aware of this and he's going along with it willingly, or is he like being pulled in on this?
I don't think Vice President Pence will go along with it willingly, but I think that by the dynamics of the way Article 25th Amendment is written, he'll have no choice if a majority of the cabinet, after it is invoked, the 25th Amendment, Section 4, it's never been really effectively used before.
Not Section 4.
Not Section 4. Other sections, yes. It was put in a place after John Kennedy was assassinated to deal with the succession of the president, but also the removal of the president if he's incompetent mentally or physically.
Hold on for a second, Jerry. We got a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about your ebook, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. Jerry, sources say the president is probably listening to this program right now. We are going to get into this. As I said, I hope to God it is not true, but we're going to cover this. Mr. Corsi has broken the story on CorsiNation.com. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Jerome Corsi. His ebook is called The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. Jerry, I think, according to my webmaster, Lex, we may have slammed your website, my friend.
I wouldn't be surprised, George, not at all.
So have some patience, folks. It'll open up. And time permitting, we'll take some calls this last half hour with Jerry as we talk about this incredible story. In spite of all of this, Jerry, you still believe that Donald Trump, however, will get reelected and win the presidency.
I've known Donald Trump for maybe 40 years, casually. I mean, I was a frequent guest, a VIP, for years when he owned the Plaza Hotel. That was years I was in banking, including international banking. And, of course, he owned the hotel. I was a VIP guest. We knew each other in business terms. But I've always said about Donald Trump, and I've observed him closely in New York City for 40 years, he always looks like he's going to lose until just before he wins. He shares that characteristic, by the way, with General Grant, who in the Civil War said the same thing. He always looked like he was going to lose until he won. And I believe that Donald Trump will win. And I think he's got an ace in the hole here because he did go to Israel. He moved the capital of the he moved the embassy of the United States from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and I think that was as much a biblical event of historic proportions as Harry Truman's decision in 1947 to allow the partition of Israel. Partition of Palestine to create the State of Israel, and Truman and Trump share that, and I believe that they'll be protected. I think God has an extra advantage for Donald Trump when it comes to hard times, and these are hard times. I mean,
oh my God, yeah.
A normal person would not survive the storm that Donald Trump is about to enter, and it's only begun. He's got to read this ebook. Because the intelligence sources I've had and have, and Boris will be with me tomorrow on my podcast, one of my major sources here.
Well, let me ask you about Boris. I know you can't reveal the source, and that's the name you've given him, but can you give us a little background as to why you believe him?
Well, first of all, if you go to the CorsiNation.com, the Boris Files, there's a whole page on Boris. I was contacted by Boris, maybe 6 months ago, and this has happened to me many times in my life, where intelligence groups, and I'm not sure even, George, who they are.
Boris sounds Russian. Did you give him that name, or did he give it to you?
He is a Ukrainian-Russian Jew.
Okay.
And I know exactly who he is. I mean, George, before I'm going to use a source, I've checked it out about 14 different ways.
Okay, all right.
And I know precisely who he is, and his group. The reason I believe it, because I can validate and verify everything I've been told. And then when I've been told things that are going to happen, they happen. Now, I myself have much of this capability. You know, I got in trouble with the Mueller investigation because in July 2016, my wife and I took a trip. It was our 25th anniversary. Thank God it's going to be our 29th this year.
Well, congrats on that.
Well, she stayed with me through all these times. I think I have a woman here, she said when Mueller was dealing with me, she woke up one night and she said, you know, if I was trying to figure out, should I take the plea deal? I knew I did nothing wrong. She woke up in the morning and said, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life than have you not be the man I married. And I told Mueller to take a hike, and I did not get indicted. And so I knew that Assange had Podesta's emails. Well, I figured out on my own, this was not given to me by Boris, that there was going to be COVID-20. I figured out what it was going to be, and his group didn't even believe me at the beginning. He has a group of people. I'm not even sure Boris knows who's giving him intelligence. But this group is a genius. And I've been told things that are said within the White House. I've been told things that have been said within Congress. And they turn out to be true.
Why did they hate this president so much?
Because Donald Trump opposes the globalism, the New World Order. The minute he stepped on the world stage and said that America first, he said, I'm not even sure NATO, you know, the countries in NATO aren't paying their fair share. He just pulled out the United States support of the World Health Organization. We've got a group of globalists, and they're in the bureaucracy. They dominate all the departments. You saw it in Ukraine with these bureaucrats from the State Department who wanted to impeach Donald Trump because he didn't agree with their interagency policy on Ukraine. Well, the State Department isn't even in the Constitution. Harry Truman knew this when he decided to allow the State of Israel to be born. George Marshall, who we would not have won World War II without George Marshall. He was the one that President Roosevelt picked to be our commander in the United States.
Don't tell the soul of Patton that, right?
Yes, and George Marshall was brilliant. George Marshall told Harry Truman that if he agreed to partition Palestine to create Israel, he would never vote for another Democrat in his life. And Harry Truman said, well, do what you have to do. And he created the State of Israel. Now, that was a huge event.
Well, I got to tell you, with after reading your ebook tonight, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump, and it's about, what, 20,000 words?
About 20,000.
And, you know, I don't want a standing president to have to resign. It was unfortunate that Richard Nixon had to resign, but, you know, he was involved in some, you know, shenanigans, and it caught him. I don't want to see a president thrown out for incompetence. I don't want constitutional amendments drawn on that. I'd rather if he loses in the election booth by the American voter. I mean, that's the way it should be done. This is so sinister, so evil, and so planned out. It's truly unbelievable. How long has this been in the making, Jerry?
Putin's been thinking about this for a long time.
I thought, and let me stop you there real quickly. I thought Putin was a friend of Donald Trump's.
Well, Putin's a friend of Putin. He's a genius. He got to power murdering. He got to power creating wars with the Chechenian Muslims.
And he wants to stay forever.
He wants to have world domination. And he saw some weakness in Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, for instance, took polls before he decided to whether or not to invoke the Insurrection Act and call out the military. When Putin saw that Donald Trump was interested in politics, he knew that he had Donald Trump beat. Now, I think that's a wrong calculation, because in the final analysis, with God, anything is possible. And I think Donald Trump, not necessarily, you know, the 40 years I've known him, he's not necessarily been always a godly man. The Lord knows he, as a celebrity billionaire in New York City, he had his fun. But I think as he's gotten older, and especially as president, he's come to be more conscious of the effects of God and the world. And we're in World War III right now.
Well, that's what Catherine Austin Fitz said last night on the program.
It's been declared. It's
an economic war.
And the end game is the 25th Amendment. And Putin has already polled the House of Representatives and knows that two-thirds will go along with removing Donald Trump. It's a long process. It's a complicated process, but it'll occur in July. And George, in my book, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the President, the ebook on CourseyNation.com, I even give the dates that the various acts within the 25th Amendment, Section 4, will be used. And the end game is whether or not two-thirds of the Senate will vote to remove. But while this is going on, Pence would be the acting president.
This is interesting. I've got one thing I want to address with you that we'll take some phone calls with the remaining time we have, and I have a feeling, Jerry, this may warrant another program or two with you if this thing continues to fester. But with regards to these violent demonstrations, number one, I want to say that the protesters, the well-intentioned, good protesters in this country, have a constitutional duty and right to protest peacefully.
And I agree with
that. And many of them are doing that. Many of them.
I agree with that.
There is an element that has been planted into these groups, causing violence, looting, demonstrations, and God knows what else. And there's a sinister plot to make these demonstrators look bad. And I hope to God that they're aware of this and that they're smart about this. In addition, we've got some great police officers in this country who are dedicated, who put their lives on the line every day for us. And we've got some bad apples, and this idiot in Minneapolis was one who killed George Floyd. I wish to God the other officers would have thrown him off him or done something like that. But to disband police departments because of this is crazy.
Well, George, I agree with everything you've said. My heart goes out to George Floyd and to his family. That should never happen to any American citizen. It was wrong, and it cannot be tolerated. But also, I cannot tolerate the violence I've seen with my own eyes and living in New York and understanding what's going on in New York, this violence in the streets, this Antifa. The Antifa group are derived from the communist groups in the 1920s in the Weimar Republics that fought it out in the streets to destroy Germany against the brown shirts of Hitler. We can't return to that. And so I'm opposed to the violence, too. We can't live without the police. Our police every day go out there and put their lives on the line to protect American citizens, black, white, every race on the face of the earth. And these police are honorable. They risk. I mean, how can you not have your heart be broken when a police officer gets shot down or killed in the line of duty?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have some dear friends who are police officers in the St. Louis area. You know, and they would take a bullet for me, and any other person if they find that they have to do that, and these guys and gals who are putting their lives on the line should not have to go through this every day.
And George, I saw Martin Luther King when I was young, and I strongly supported his movement, nonviolent civil disobedience,
and he got it done.
And he got it done. He was effective, and he was right.
Unfortunately, got gunned down, but he got it done. I knew Rosa Parks back in Detroit.
Oh, that's wonderful. I wish I had ever met her. I would have loved
her. Oh, what a delightful lady she was. She was up in age, and I was a young reporter at the time. But, you know, she's the one who helped start it all by refusing to take that seat in the back of the bus.
These are American heroes.
Yep. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Linda in Bloomington, Illinois. In the time we have left, go ahead, Linda.
I have a million and one things I want to say, but I can't.
I got to give you just one thing, so go for it.
First of all, I voted for Trump, and I promise you I will vote again for him. And second of all, is this his Jerome Corsi? Does this come in book form that you can order?
It's only an e-book, and it's on CourseyNation.com. You can download it right now. We just put it live.
It's about, 50, 70 pages, Jerry, isn't it?
It's about 20,000 words. And I've written it to be a big impact. I mean, you can read this very quickly, but it will knock you on your floor.
And if you can't get into Corsi Nation, folks, just give it some time. You'll get in there. It is literally being slammed right now. I don't know who your server company is, Jerry, but they're probably...
We have a good server company. We've got a dedicated server, but you're burning it out.
We are. Let's go to Steve in Manhattan, New York. Hi, Steven. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, the problem is Trump, Jerome Corsi, and Joe Biden are all Mossad sock puppets.
All right. Are you a Mossad sock puppet?
No, no. I'm not Jewish. I wasn't born in Israel. I don't qualify for Mossad. And I have supported the state of Israel very strongly. I've been in Israel many, many times. And I have a biblical interest in Israel. I read the Bible, and I think, God says, who helps Israel, God will help. And I believe that. And so, I embrace all faiths, George, and I'm not by nature. I don't hate anything. I love people. I love religions. And the point is that I believe in Israel now, but I'm not Mossad. By the way, I think when Bolton's book comes out, and I write about this.
And that's soon. That's very soon.
It'll be out very soon, and it's going to be another 30 days of Scaramucci and all the people who were fired by Trump, just like the general. They're going to come out, and they are going to attack Donald Trump, and they're going to say he's mentally incompetent. This is part of trying to get the vote in the Senate 2/3 to remove Donald Trump. That's the one thing Putin does not have yet secured. And Donald Trump has got to read this book. He's actually got to read the words. I know Donald Trump is not a great student that way, but he's got to read this one, because every word of this is meant for him to understand what he's facing. If Donald Trump understands what he's facing, and George, the Democrats better think, because this could happen to a Democratic president.
Could happen to anyone.
It happened to anyone. And what we need to do is preserve the United States of America. We need to fight for our nation as a free country. As President Lincoln said, the last great hope of human beings is the United States for freedom. And that's for all Americans, all races, all colors, all religions, all creeds, are all protected equally under the American Constitution. This never happened before in the history of the world. We've got to protect that institution, the Constitution.
And I think if the president does get reelected, Jerry, and you'll probably agree with me on this, the one major thing he needs to do is to split the divide and bring them back together again. This country's too divided.
We've got to unify, George. We can't be hating. We can't be having thought police coming into our homes. We have freedoms, and we have a First Amendment, which allows us to disagree. John Stuart Mill, who is the father of free speech, wrote that you've got to tolerate speech you don't want to hear. That's the standard that's in our Constitution. It's been, back to Justice Holmes, who said that basically, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. You can't abuse free speech. But if you're respectful, you can express any opinion you want. And the way to refute you is with facts and logic.
Well, we shall see this story grow across the country over the next few days, Jerry. Take care of yourself. Be healthy. And your website will be open soon enough. Up next, we're going to take a little breather, have a little fun. Why we drive toward a philosophy of the open road. It's about driving cars. I kid you not.